So what we'll start with doing, I'll just call the committee to order. This is the Committee of Natural Resources and Water Committee for the purpose of hearing one bill, which...
1453.
Yes, Assembly Bill 1453 by Assemblymember Bloom, who we would welcome joining us in room 3191. And it's relating to protection of orcas. And let's call the roll for the purpose of establishing a quorum.
Senators Pavley.
Here.
Pavley here. Stone. Allen. Hertzberg. Hertzberg here. Hueso. Jackson.
Here.
Jackson here. Monning.
Here.
Monning here. Vidak. Wolk.
Here.
Wolk here.
Might we, and education will be coming after us, and that's why a few people in the room, like Senator Huff's probably here because he's just so interested in our subject.
I just thought I was here to testify against, in favor of the orcas.
Oh, I love orcas.
These are good witnesses.
Okay, we have Senator Vidak here. We just need an author. Going once.
It would probably be bad form if you just present the committee and said, sorry, Charlie, you missed it.
Since Assemblymember Bloom is my assembly member living in Agora Hills, he's on his way. Oh, I could present it. And this is a bill that's as clear as black and white. It's a whale of a bill.
This reminds me of...
No longer jumping for joy. This is why I need to retire. There's just so many hearings you can do, and then you... So Assemblymember Bloom, there's a countdown going on your bill. 10. 9.
No, the sergeant's calling.
We can shift out to education.
Some of us all have budget and little few other things. I bet Jennifer Fearing could present the bill. If
get a letter.
On a serious note, this bill had been presented a year or so ago, and then since then there had been agreement by SeaWorld relating to this timetable. And this bill puts that timetable into statute. Because it's concerned by the author that sometimes corporations change or the CEOs and they may change their mind again, even though they seem to have a smooth pathway to no, this is
not BMP?
No. Oh. I think they're in 112.
Okay. Which we should be in.
Yeah, the sergeant set it up, so through the pro tem's office, so I just didn't.
But
somebody present?
Well, that's what I was thinking, or we could hear from witnesses in support or favor. Is that irregular, or is that okay? With
you're the chair, don't worry about it.
I think it would be helpful. If we're not having an author here yet, but he will be presenting as well. We know this issue, and there's no opposition to this bill. If we could have testimony from the two or three primary witnesses in support of this measure, if they would like to come forward. Oh, here we go. Perfect timing. But you could be there anyway. We were almost going to. We have four other committee hearings backed up in here. That's the interest. So, we're ready. to go. We have all the information and analysis, and this is just putting the bill into statute on something you've worked on in the past, so please present.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members, and I am pleased to present AB 1453 today. This is a two-year fight to end captive breeding of orcas in California, and it's now coming to an end, I'm happy to say. This is a historic and monumental change in corporate policy that we will now enshrine in California law so that no company will ever be able to collect orcas for breeding or keeping in captivity in the state of California. 2 years ago, I introduced AB 2140, calling for an end to captive breeding of orcas. The bill, as many of you know, had a lengthy and lively debate, but ultimately was sent to interim study. But if I've learned anything in 17 years as a state and local legislator, it's that good policymaking can take time, and it has taken time here. But even though that first attempt to get a law passed on orca issues was not successful, we doggedly continued to educate ourselves and advocate with the goal of introducing new legislation in the current term. Public opinion has been changing on this issue as this was going on, and now SeaWorld has taken a bold step and has answered that it will end captivity and captive breeding for orcas, and they're to be commended for that. AB 1453 ends captive breeding of orcas in California and allows the current captive orcas to live out their lives at SeaWorld. While it doesn't do everything that the previous bill tried to accomplish, it is a very significant step forward. And while I wholeheartedly support and applaud SeaWorld's recent announcement, and applaud SeaWorld's recent announcement to end captive breeding at all parks, AB 1453 is still needed in the case of a leadership change or a change in their business model. We don't anticipate that, but this bill will be there to make sure that we prevent any other company as well from repeating past mistakes. The people of California and animal welfare advocates that have been at the forefront in calling for this change, this bill will give them assurance that they need and deserve, and I look forward to moving it forward with SeaWorld at my side. The mentioned amendments in the analysis will be taken on the floor. And there's no opposition to this bill.
There aren't any.
Ask for your aye vote.
There aren't any. Correct. There aren't any. So thank you very much. And if the people in support would be very brief, I have to leave myself in 5 minutes, and I'm recommending a position of support. So just you can keep that. And Bob Hertzberg has already moved the bill. So short is good. We know the issue well.
Thanks. Pete Montgomery on behalf of SeaWorld. We've worked closely with Assemblymember Bloom and HSUS on this important legislation. It's important for us for predictability and certainty moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you for coming, Pete.
Good morning, Jennifer Fearing. I'm here today representing the Animal Welfare Institute, the Humane Society of the United States, Defenders of Wildlife, and the San Francisco SPCA. We're certainly grateful to Assemblymember Bloom for his leadership and to SeaWorld, who has come to realize that continuing to display orcas in captivity is an outdated practice whose time has passed. California should lead the way in bringing an end to this. We don't need to continue to display the ocean's top apex predator to teach our children to appreciate their magnificence. And I just want to take the opportunity, because it might be my last, to thank Senator Pavley for her leadership on this committee for all these many years. We will certainly miss you.
Thank you anyway. We can do that later. All right. Thank you, Jennifer. Other people just want to wish to lend their name and organization in support.
Kyle Please. Jones with Sierra Club California in support. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amy Trainer, California Coastal Protection Network, in support.
Good. Thank you, Amy. Anyone else in support? We have no registered opposition to the bill, and thank you for SeaWorld for coming forward and resolving this issue. So if you would like to close.
I simply ask for your aye vote. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you for your work on this, Assemblymember Bloom, my assembly member. All right.
The motion is due pass to appropriations. Senators Pavley.
Aye.
Pavley, aye. Stone. Stone, aye. Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Hueso? Jackson?
Aye.
Jackson, aye. Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Vidak?
Aye.
Vidak, aye. Wolk?
Aye.
Wolk, aye. That bill's out.
That bill is out. 8-0.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
And we're adjourned.
Resources and Water Committee is adjourned, and Education Committee will be beginning in just a moment.